I invite you to settle into your posture of dignity, sitting upright and making contact with your cushion or chair. You can close your eyes or have them downcast and take a couple of intentional breaths, elongated on your inhale and exhale. Allowing yourself to settle. To arrive and settle. And as we begin our metta practice, I'd like for you to be in relationship with the words I'm speaking. Not so much the meaning of it, but how your body is relating to the vibration of the words. So that we're in this relationship together. Metta is the intention of goodwill towards yourself and others. And that's more than a concept, it's an experience. It's a quality of mind. And this quality, this metta holds everything without qualification. So this practice of metta is an antidote to intense emotions. And it's the wish that we are happy and that all beings are happy. The Metta Sutra reads, "Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies, downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will." So it's the imbuing of a certain warmth into the atmosphere of your being, something that is generated from the inside, connects outwardly. So I'll may be offering you a number of phrases. And sometimes the phrases can feel a little superficial. And that's okay. It just means that we haven't penetrated just yet the callousness from our conditioning. But it comes in time. The more repetition and practice we do, the more softening we experience. And we touch beyond the scarring of our conditioning and touch what feels more like a universal caring. When I offer these phrases, I want you to imagine that you're talking to your own body and mind. That this is a form of cooing or comforting that you're offering yourself that radiates out to all beings. This practice, what we're doing is we're training the body-mind to live in the heart, to find refuge there. And it's a felt sense where we can rest in our own skin. So metta allows us to realize the sacredness of love through the body. It's not a concept, it's an experience. So settle in again and notice that we are holding space together. Know that you're not doing this alone. And I like to begin metta with having us touch into the experiences perhaps we've had with love. So this guidance is influenced by Tara's metta teachings. So again, just for a moment, becoming aware of the breath. And allowing the calmness that you've cultivated so far to be present, to be noticed. And bring to mind an enlightened being, someone that you know directly or from a distance, someone living or past, but someone you feel really embodies enlightenment or awakeness. Bring them to mind. And sense what you love and respect about this being. And notice how you feel. And allow that experience that you have to be present, to be felt. It might be an experience of starting in one place and spreading out. Just notice how reflecting on this enlightened being is experienced. To maybe sit on the right side of you in your mind's eye. And all that you feel is still present. Mm-hmm. And now imagine someone who loves you dearly to come to mind. Someone you might have known a long time or a brief time, but there was a moment or many moments where you felt cherished or loved. Bring them to mind. And notice what happens as you sense their goodness. Just reflect for a moment of how that love was demonstrated to you. And feel what happens when you allow this experience. You may also notice their vulnerability and their sadness as well. Their full humanity is right there in their love for you. Just notice how this reflection feels on the inside. Person to sit to the left of you in your mind's eye, but close by. And stand connected with your breath and contact with the cushion. And next, imagine someone that you love being in the forefront of your thought, your heart's eye. Someone that you love could be a person or a pet. Notice what happens. Notice how your body responds. Notice the temperature, the sensations that you're experiencing. Allow it to be just the way it is. Sense what it is that you appreciate about them. Allow yourself to luxuriate in the experience of this love. And allow this person to sit right in front of you. In your mind's eye. So you're in this circle of love. And imagine the three of them saying to you, "All I ask of you is to forever remember my love for you." All I ask of you is to forever remember my love for you. And see if you can open wide to receiving this love. And maybe you can't open wide, but whatever glimpse is there, allow it. Take refuge in it. Let this be visceral. It's okay to feel the warmth and radiance that comes with this. You can allow yourself to soften and relax in this inner presence. And you can connect in with the breath to make warmth more palpable in this experience. Now, sense their presence of these three beings, sense their presence kind of dropping away, but stay connected to their care, to their warmth. So allow them to fade away, but feel the essence of what remains. This pure love, this formless love. This radiance shining in all directions. And sense who you are as you connect with this quality of tenderness. And as I offer these phrases for your consideration, use your entire body to experience the metta. Let it be a full-bodied experience. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be safe. May I be a good friend to myself. May I love myself well. May I have mental happiness. May I have physical happiness. And if this is not possible, may I accept myself with courage and grace. Be healthy. May I take care of my happiness. May I live with an open heart. May whatever blocks my heart be dissolved. May my heart be at ease. May I love myself just as I am. Everybody, just like you, just like me, is worthy of our metta, our loving kindness. So radiating this heart quality out in all directions. May all beings, without exception, be happy, safe from inner and outer danger, may all beings be healthy. Healthy and strong. And if that's not possible, may they embrace their limitations with as much ease as possible. May they feel my love and benefit from my practice. May whatever blocks their heart be dissolved. May be free from suffering and live with ease. All beings, without exception, born and unborn, known, unknown, far reaches of the globe, including this planet. So continuing with this practice of radiating metta, the radiance of metta, staying connected to your body and breath, and shining bright like the high noon sun. Thich Nhat Hanh says that you must love in ways that the person you love feels free. And this especially includes yourself. So may this metta practice continue and be the atmosphere in which you investigate your experiences throughout the retreat.